Time to bring in Mike Kazi, and time for us to check sports. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I wake up this morning and I see that Pittsburgh defeated Cincinnati. Yo ho ho ho.
Yeah, that was a stinker of a game.
I didn't even.
Eddie's up there with the Redskins and the Dolphins.
I did not see it. But Pittsburgh's now 1-3, and Cincinnati's 0-4. How did I even forget how we picked that?
How?
Yeah.
I used the litter box. You picked Pittsburgh because they were home.
All right. And who'd you pick? You picked Pittsburgh too, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm one game above 500 now.
Yep. 11-10.
Hey, I'm kind of like the NFL.
Mediocre.
That's right. Gosh, it's just embarrassing when you look at it. Now, a couple things before we get to baseball. That I want to hit on. Did you see that one guy who got thrown out for that horrible hit for the rest of the year?
I heard about it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
not the first time he's done it either.
No. But here's where the NFL, and you've been talking about this in all leagues, they have to get their umpiring crews together so they actually come close to calling each game the same way. You know, in the Patriots game against the Bills, there was a helmet-to-helmet definite hit that knocked out the Bills quarterback. And I'm telling you, it's like every other good player. Because it's the Patriots, it wasn't called on the Patriots.
I didn't see either one, but with the quarterback, it's a different thing. Because with the quarterback, when somebody's coming after, somebody's running at you, okay? And you're taught to go down to hit with your shoulder. So when your shoulder goes down, your head has to go down, okay? Now, when a quarterback is about to get hit, what does a quarterback do? His head comes down. He covers up. So it's not the same as hitting a defenseless player that's catching a ball or running back or something like that, because the natural tendencies of a quarterback is to bring his head down. So you need a little common sense when you make those calls. And unfortunately, there is no common sense in the NFL. So you may see more helmet-to-helmet hits with a defensive player hitting a quarterback, but that's because of the movement of the quarterback. If the quarterback just stood straight up, he'd probably get hit in the chest. But he comes down and gets hit in the helmet. So you have to use a little bit common sense like that. But when you have a guy catching a ball, and he's actually in the act of catching the ball, and you use yourself as a human torpedo, leading with your head and hit him in the helmet with it, well, that's a different story. So, unfortunately, there's no common sense allowed in the NFL anymore, and thus you have an unwatchable product that I've been saying now for about 5 years.
All right, now on to Major League Baseball. How about this? Right now, the Cubs, the Angels, the Phils, and it looks like the Mets are all going to change managers.
That's good. They can change managers all they want. The team stinks. It's not who's managing them. If there's holes in the team that they can't perform, if they don't have certain players in the position where that they need to be successful, they can go dig up Casey Stengel and they're not going to win. So it doesn't matter who the manager is. The manager is the scapegoat of all of them. Are some of these managers deservingly of being fired? Yes. Are some of them just being a scapegoat? Yes. All you hear is managers being turned over. You never hear of a GM being fired. The GM is the guy that goes out and builds the team and gives the manager the players to use to produce a winner. My friend used to have an old saying when it comes to horse racing that fits this perfectly, and I'm toning it down a lot. You can't make chicken soup out of chicken poop. And if the players aren't given to the manager by the GM, it's the GM's fault, not the manager.
All right, on to baseball after the actual game, after talking about the managers. It all starts tonight, the playing game, in Milwaukee at Washington, and tomorrow Tampa Bay at Oakland.
I don't know why they don't play both of these games the same day.
That's right, doubleheader, back-to-back, you're right.
Why are you dragging us out? TV money, that's why, because you're going to get more people watching it at 7 or 8 o'clock than you're going to get watching it at 4 o'clock. That's all it's all about. Both of these games should be played today, and the regular playoffs or the playoffs should start tomorrow. But you got teams not playing until Friday.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. Yeah, I mean the real action doesn't start till
these guys don't want to wait till Friday to play. Yeah. They don't want to sit around for 4 days. They want to play now. But TV wins.
It's amazing. So
the boob tube.
The boob tube. We can't even call it the boob tube anymore because it's not only TV. It's everything else. Anything that's on your screen. Anything that's on your screen.
Any screen is a boob tube.
That's right. It's no longer just TV.
Yeah. You can have it in your pocket, in your purse, in your car, wherever.
So
an idiot box.
So speaking now, I'm sorry. I know you've got to award good players, and you've got to award good players with a lot of money. A 7-year contract was offered to
Rendon.
Yeah, seven
That's
years
a
is a long time.
That's a joke. That's who? I don't know. $200 million is a lot of money. I don't care if you extended it over that many years. That's a whole lot of money for a ball player that is like, okay. I don't get it. And in the same breath, you got the Red Sox president saying they can't keep Mookie Betts and what's his name?
Drew?
The guy that they got from J.D. Martinez.
Martinez, yeah.
That's your team. You're going to let one of them guys walk away? Who's running the Red Sox? The Mets?
Yeah, there's certain things that you don't understand when someone gets up and gets a 7-year contract. I just think 7 years is a long
time. Yeah, it
is.
It's way too long because it gives you more opportunity to say you want to renegotiate if you're playing good. And the owner can't say, well, listen, we're going to give you a pay cut because you've been stinking for the last 4 years because you still got to pay this guy. No, that 7 years is way too long. The max contract in any sport should be 3 years. Because this way, if you made a mistake, you can get out of it in 3 years. And if the player made a mistake and should be getting more money, he can get out of it in 3 years. That's the best time frame you can get. However, teams want to lock guys up for a long time because they don't know where the money markets are going. And players want to be locked up for a long time because if they don't produce, they're still getting paid. So it's a double-edged sword for both parts of this, but I don't think any sport should have a contract more than 3 years.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
There's nothing else going on. We hit the lull with baseball because they're not playing yesterday. Football is got a day off for 2 days. I don't know what else to talk about.
Hey, the Blues got their rings yesterday.
They didn't even start playing yet.
What?
So they're giving out the rings in preseason now?
Well, I mean, they just got them. I mean, they're going to have a ceremony and stuff on opening night, but raise the banner and stuff. But yeah, they got their championship rings.
I saw the ring that speaking of rings, I saw the ring that the Astros got for winning the World Series a couple years back. Did you see that thing?
No.
It's about as big as a baseball.
You know, the NFL is doing that now too with their Super Bowl rings. And have you seen the college rings when you win the championship?
I didn't know they got them.
Oh, the coaches get them.
Wow!
And they're huge. They're huge. They're so gaudy. I like the smaller ones that aren't as gaudy, but these things are just huge.
You couldn't even wear them. They're so big you can't wear them.
If you're going to make things that big, instead of making it a ring, make it a medal or something that they can hang.
Yeah, you can wear a hubcap around your neck, like Flavor Flav,
or just hang it on the wall. But some of these things are so big, they're almost like brass knuckles.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, get yourself a ring that you can wear, which is good, not something like, hey, what's that doorknob on your arm? What's that doorknob on your hand? That's what it looks like. They look like them old glass doorknobs that you used to have in the house.
All right. I'll check with you mañana.
Yeah, finally, tomorrow we have something to talk about with the baseball game tonight.
All right. Take care,
Mike. Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cosby with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.